Pandiji, you're one of the younger generation of Indian classical musicians. Why is it that in India many classical musicians only really come to the fore at the age of about 40 or so?
Actually, you know, even the musician is 60 years, still he is learning. Because Indian music, you'll have to learn for maybe 2-3 generations. One lifetime is not sufficient to learn it, I believe.
You talk about still learning at 60. But in the West, of course, a Western classical singer at the age of 50 may be considered to have had the best of his or her career. But as you rightly say, in India, you're still learning at 60 and you can still be singing at 80. Why is that?
Actually, you know, the most important part is to keep your voice natural and normal. And through the practice of pranayama, breathing control, we try to keep our voice as natural as possible. And if one maintains that naturality, I think he even live for another 10-20 years more than a normal person, because the breathing exercise helps you. And sa re ga ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma pa ni sa ni da pa ma ga ma pa da ni sa ni ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ni sa ni da pa. If we can control our voice, not by exercise of the muscles, and just keeping the breathing normal, it helps. Yes. And I believe that music is nothing but the picturization with air.
Now, Pandiji, you were not around at the time of independence, but looking back on the last 50 years, how do you feel on this anniversary?
Yes, I was born in 1952. But so far the music is concerned, and as a musician, I can tell you this much, that from the king's court, it has come to the audience you find in front of us.
It's come to the people.
Come to the people. And they have started listening. And the practice, the taste of listening, the recognition, the acceptance is much more than what it was in 1940s or 50s.